With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a comedy podcast, and any accusations about pop stars or other extremely rich people being pedophiles is meant in jest, and should not be taken seriously, therefore there is no point in suing us. Also, we have no fucking money anyway, so don't bother. Thanks.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with the man who puts the D into death. It's Sam Hammond, aka At Von Cruz. How are you, Sam?
I'm feeling pretty miserable about being locked in my fucking house.
Yes, it's the night before lockdown 2, although it feels like lockdown 4. It's also the day, as we record, we're unsure whether Donald Trump's getting back in or Joe Biden's getting in. It's looking like Joe is coming through, Sam.
The battle of the senile old men.
It's like our podcast. It's basically like our podcast. Yeah. A perfect subject matter to lead on to funerals, of course. As ever, we want to hear from you guys. If you have any funeral or death-based stories, please tell us anything you've got at PodIt'sYourFuneral on Instagram or PodIt'sYourFuneral at gmail.com. But our guest today is activist, journalist, satirist, director, and comedian. Thank you, Wikipedia. It's Hayden Prowse. How are you, Hayden?
Good. How you doing, Barnaby? You know my real name's Barnaby.
Is it? Oh yeah,
we talked about this.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. We had a debauch night at Hayden's beautiful flat, by the way. And your real name? You're the second Barnaby I've met, I think.
Yeah.
What's Hayden for then?
Hayden was my middle name, but I realised, unlike Barnaby,
I couldn't possibly.
Unlike Barnaby, I realised at an early age that you can't be an adult and call Barnaby. So, so I had to put Barnaby to bed. In fact, I had a funeral for Barnaby. We should talk about that.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about it at once.
Buried my 8-year-old self. No, I didn't.
Well, you should have. Yeah. I mean, I have to say, sticking up for my own name slightly here, I actually found it much more difficult being a Barnaby as a child than I did as. Came an age like at about 22 where actually I was going out with a girl and she just went, actually, Barnaby's a brilliant name.
You see, I wish someone had told me that and I'd had the foresight, because I think it was right. I was coming into, like, you know, like 10, 11, when you start to care about stuff, and I was like, shit, I'm going to get bullied. And if I'd have just ridden it out and I'd have hit like 18, you're just sailing.
But it's presumably like you were a Barney.
No one told me that I could be called Barney.
Barney's a bit cooler than Barnaby, I think. It's in school anyway. You might get your head kicked in for being Barnaby. You would up north.
Yeah,
but
definitely.
Having looked at Hayden's Wikipedia page, I and also remembering from the other night at the lovely party you put on, I think I'm a year older than
the
you.
The lovely party pre-corona restrictions came in a month or so.
Well,
it was a month or so ago.
It was certainly it was a socially distanced party, as I remember, especially when we did that limbo competition.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, but what I was going to say is, I feel like we're of a similar age. You're a year younger than me, so I would say that, just bring it back to the Barney thing, Barney was potentially a cool name to have, but then when I got into my early kind of 12s, 13s, early teens, Barney the dinosaur came along, and therefore all bets were off. It was a fucking nightmare.
You need a pedo.
Is that what the guy that did the voice?
I think so. I might have made that up, but I think there's some dodgy thing went on with the guy in the suit.
Hayden, if by chance you haven't listened to every single episode of this podcast, what you realise is there is a moment where a paedophile element will come in. Sam will say, is that not a pedo? And we have to go through that. So
I'm not obsessed with pedos. I'm obsessed with strange criminals.
Yes. And who isn't? Hayden, yeah. Tell us a bit about your varied career. Where might our audience have seen you and your stuff? You're a very talented man.
Thanks. We did a BBC show called The Revolution. We televised for years, which was on BBC. You can't see that.
I remember it getting a lot of good press traction at the time.
That was good, yeah. We got good press traction.
What was some of the stuff you did?
We did.
Naughty stuff.
Well, we got into Tony Blair's. You saw the Tony Blair stained glass window. Got into Tony Blair's house, which was quite fun.
really?
Yeah, because we tried to make him a saint, so we got this stained glass window with him sort of, you know, with a halo and loads of Iraqi children thanking him. And we went to his door, and luckily the armed police happened to be at the end of the road, and they sort of scurried down the road, but in a very polite English police kind of way, and didn't quite get there in time. And the maid opened the door, and just on the inside of the door, there was a Catholic altar that Tony Blair has. So she looked at the... the stained glass window and looked at the altar, and she was like, oh yeah, come in, I'll get you a ladder so you
that's
can
where him and Wendy Deng pray. The Catholic altar.
Exactly.
Okay, and what else? What other stuff?
I don't know. We did some fun stuff on Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Trump before he was president, obviously.
What, you rang him up?
No, we just pranked him. We had these two politicians called Barnaby. Actually, my Liberal politician was called Barnaby Plankton, and that I played.
It's an honour.
Colleague Jolyon was James Twottington Burbage, and he was the Tory. And James would always bully Barnaby, and Barnaby would be like, okay, James, sure, if you say so, yeah. And then they'd sort of go, it was during the coalition, they'd go around and do that. And then we got Donald Trump. And we got Donald Trump because he was coming out of Trump Tower, and we thought, how can we get him to come to us? Because there was obviously a massive crowd. And we thought, anyway, he'll come to us if we get a picture of his face. So we got a big, massive picture of his face, and he made a beeline for us outside of the door, came straight to us, and then we did all our hilarious lines on him.
And for any of our audience who would love to get into having TV shows commissioned and stuff, what was the kind of, how did you get those ideas from Germ to the television?
Well, we sort of did it back when... So when the internet, when people were first starting to make viral videos, right, is in like 2006-07, we were starting to make them for Don't Panic, a magazine that I became the editor of this magazine. Magazine was like, they were just a media agency. Actually,
I remember
they
magazines.
To be
I remember
magazine,
magazines, yeah.
Right, and they were like, we're going online, we're going to create media, so we started to create content. And then that's how we got the TV show. But that's everyone's doing it. That's how you do it now, right? It's like you get really big on social media and then you get a TV show.
Yeah,
right. I think that's what you have to do.
I've spoken to enough actors, mainly on my other podcast, actually, but also some on this who are just like, they go in to do castings there. And then the last, you know, when I used to do castings, when I was doing comedy and stuff, they'd be like, yep, your profile pictures, name, age, whatever. And now they're just like, and then it's like, how many followers have you got?
Yeah, completely. Yeah, I think they do that. Don't models get that now as well? When they go and do shoots, they like rank them by their social media profiles.
It's so bleak.
And you're at the block bottom with like 3,000.
It's so bleak. But yourself. Oh my God, yeah. But bring it back to it's your funeral. Hayden, what is your funeral experience? It's a purposely vague question that allows you to bring
you're
it
really
into whatever.
Is how many of my family have died?
Who's not necessarily.
Dead?
No, it's true. A few. I've been pretty good. I don't know. Some bleak ones. Some really fun ones.
Yeah.
Generally, there's a sort of X and a Y, right? And your enjoyment is directly related to the age of the person that died. And if they're really old, you can just go and get pissed, can't you, and eat the sausage rolls. And if they're quite young,
it's a bit sadder.
Hayden, no spoilers before we get onto the wake part later on in the show. Sausage rolls and what we like to have at wakes are a very big part of this of this podcast. Have you ever given much thought to your own funeral?
Not until you asked me on this podcast, no. And not even after you asked me on this podcast.
Oh well, this is going to be a good 30 minutes to hear how good you can play off the cuff.
When do you think you're going to die?
Jesus,
yeah, straight in. Sam likes to go straight in. Just for the listener, Hayden feels hot and has to take his jacket off.
Sam staring at me, asking me when do I think I'm going
to
die.
What day?
I'd like to add to it. When do you think you're going to die, and how do you think you're going to die, Hayden?
Coronavirus? I don't know. Do you think the funeral industry is having a boom?
Yeah.
No, because right nobody's now. Allowed to have funerals, are they?
Oh, of course.
They're not allowed to, certainly not with more than like six people.
Oh.
It's a killer for co-op funeral services.
It's still got to happen, you know. You can't just, the bodies have got to go in the ground. So, Yeah, they'll be great for them. They'll just have to do no work. They'll just be like, yeah, six people turn up, it's fine.
God, I just had a horrific vision, and I feel like we're in a safe space, but I've seen enough documentaries about the Falklands where I've seen how all the people who died in the Falklands were just buried in one big pit.
Yeah.
On an Arctic mountain, and I had a vision of this appalling.
They were doing that in New York, weren't they? At the start of the pandemic, there was mass graves on like one of the islands off New York, like temporary graves because they were.
Yeah, it's COVID.
Yeah, it's been lovely.
Lovely.
Year.
Okay,
lovely
so if year. Not,
is that
if
why you started this podcast because of this? No.
We realize it's a really bad time to do it, but yeah, we've got nothing better to do with our lives.
To be honest, Hayden, we've not brought up COVID once in the entire 16 or so episodes.
Really?
That we've, I mean. Pretty much not, yeah. but not on purpose. So, right. So a bit of funeral experience. Mm. You laughably said you might die of COVID, but you've jumped that question quite well. So imagine you do have to think about your own funeral.
Yeah.
What kind of thing are you looking at? Where are we having this? What's the venue?
I was thinking about that. I was sort of, it was a toss up. I was thinking, would I have a big party? Who is that guy, the National Lampoon's guy that had the big food fight at his
funeral?
Oh,
I don't know anything about that.
Douglas Kenny or something. There's a film about him and everyone has a huge food fight at his funeral and it's all very fun. But then I was thinking, actually, I want people to be really sad at my funeral.
Good.
Yeah, I want it to be as bleak as possible.
Okay.
People wailing.
Yeah, the idea of this podcast comes a little bit because I had to admit that I fantasize a little bit about my own funeral, and even though I'm not religious, I imagine it being in a church with pews full of my ex-girlfriends crying and stuff like that. Are you thinking similar people being upset vibes?
Yeah, exactly. Endless a line of ex-girlfriends queuing up to give me a...
You're the same person. You've got the same name. I'm the same funeral. Yeah.
To give you one last kiss.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, right. Is it an open casket?
No, okay, you fine. Get to choose, right. Hayden Barnaby. You get to choose.
I would think I'd like an open casket. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well before the casket gets opened, you're brought down the aisle or whatever that's called. If it's not an aisle, what is it? I mean, you know, wherever you're having this. I'm assuming a church. Mm. Give me another venue if it's not a church.
No, I don't think it would be a church.
McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah. Yeah, McDonald's
Happy Meal.
Would be good. Everyone can, or like Quasar maybe.
We could have Laser Quest.
Oh my
God.
That was good, that wasn't it? Yeah. But they don't do. Oh, that'll be banned now. Fuck you, COVID.
Shit. No, let's jump on this. The first funeral we've had on this podcast that is taking place at Laser Quest/Quasar. Quasar for me. So, where did you grow up?
Islington.
Okay, so there was one Quasar in Trocadero Centre.
I went to it. Yeah,
and where I lived in Surrey, it was a Laser Quest in Guildford. Sam, what laser games did you have up in the north?
We had Zap Zone.
Zap Zone.
Zap Zone in Preston.
Why are they all called Zap Zone?
I know, it was well good.
Quasar.
So, Quasar. Let's assume.
I only said that because you said McDonald's, and most of the birthday parties I went to when I was called Barnaby were either in McDonald's or Quasar.
Mm. I love that
dead now.
Your life is like when I
Barnaby's
was called
dead
Barnaby.
Barnaby's dead, sorry.
No, birthday parties for me were Leisure Centre for like football five-a-side.
Yeah.
A little bit of Laser Quest.
Yeah.
Sam?
I had one in the village hall. I remember that. Like, and then like all the kids came from my school. And then...
Yeah.
My dad thought it'd be funny. I think my mum and dad had just got divorced. My dad thought he got turned up and caused havoc. Basically, he put like shaving foam on paper plates and told everyone to have like a fight with it, like a custard pie fight.
Brilliant.
But all these children just got shaving foam in their eyes and were all screaming because they were like stinging with bright red eyes. And,
God.
I just remember seeing my mum screaming at him and kicking him out. But I thought it was fun.
My mum loves to tell a story about when I had a birthday party when I was about five and I had a Super Ted cake. Mm. And... my mum hadn't realised the difficulty she might create if she made it a jam, like a strawberry jam cake, and then when the first cut of the cake went through Super Ted, just jam came out everywhere and it looked like he was bleeding and everybody at the party just cried.
Yeah.
Oh, he's killed Super Ted.
Killed Super
Couldn't
Ted.
Couldn't do that nowadays, could you? Yeah. Political correctness gone mad.
It's political.
Yeah, can't have bleeding cakes. Or shaving foam fights anymore.
I think I first heard the term political correctness gone mad in about 1988.
Yeah.
Still working.
Still going. Yeah. Is it gone mad? Or is
it's going madder.
It's going madder.
It's gone madder and snowflakes is definitely a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm sticking to it. Quasar/Laser Quest.
Quasar, so
what are you wearing?
Yeah. Oh, very
something,
little.
It has to, sorry to interrupt, you tell me, but also surely it has to be something glow in the dark.
Maybe I could have glow-in-the-dark Rambo paint and nothing else on. You know, like in Predator when he has to get completely naked and then he covers himself in mud.
Wait, hold on.
And are the guests playing? Are the guests at your funeral playing?
Sam knows what I'm talking about.
Are the guests playing?
Yeah,
laser
the guests are all
has someone
playing.
Got like carry you around like you're a fallen soldier?
Yes, that's so good. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no one left behind. Yeah. They've got to take me back.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me work this into the game then. Yeah. So basically, whereas usually it's like some kind of tag game of Laser Quest, actually in this game, your team of your family and friends have to have you over their shoulder
and
take you to the coffin, the open casket, which is at the other end of the room without getting killed.
Yeah, they've got to take me to medevac me out as if I'm still alive.
Yeah,
perfect.
And I don't think I'm in a casket. They just throw my body around. It's fine, as you would on the battlefield. You know, you just got to get me back to the medevac chopper.
They've got very stiff bodies, I think, when you're dead, don't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Matt just drag you around on like a piece of rope or something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we
they
should get in.
Embalm me.
You'll definitely be embalmed. I don't think we need to get into the nuts and bolts of rigor mortis at this point. But you're being carried around. I think I just wanted to add the casket in at the end, as in usually, like if you do paintballing or laser quest, there's some kind of camp you have to get to and get a flag. But in this case, I think we have to get Barnaby Hayden to the casket.
Or could we change it from laser quest to an actual battle? Because you know, like just like an Egyptian pharaoh, it would be quite nice to be buried with some of your favourite people.
It's like taken to Syria or something.
Yeah, you could do it in a war zone. Well, it'd just be nice if people came with you.
Hayden, this podcast is called It's Your Funeral. You can literally have whatever you want. Yeah. So you don't have to ask us if we can change it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've moved from from Trocadero Quasar to the pharaoh, the Egyptian pyramids.
Well, it would be nice to sort of, you know, be embalmed and put in a golden casket and have all your wives and concubines and, you know, an uncle or aunt or two just sacrificed and placed around.
So are you like mummified at this point? Lovely.
Yeah.
You're our first mummified guest.
The annoying thing about people like Tutankhamun, right, is they went to all this effort to get themselves mummified and sacrifice their harems and put all the gold and jewels around them. And they thought they were doing it so they would sort of go to this paradise, right? And their body would be transported to this other, you know, paradise world. But well, they ended up in museums and getting poked around a few thousand years later. So it kind of didn't really work out, did it? Maybe that could backfire.
I think it basically shows there's no point planning for anything in your future, really.
At least they're remembered. We won't be remembered in 700 years, whatever it is, thousands of years.
But who knows what the future of podcasts is? This forum could become the next generation of mummified beings.
Yeah.
I don't think some cunt in 2,000 years is going to be listening to this bollocks.
Well, Sam is a... I hope nobody ever has to network with Sam Hammond because he's just like, the fucking shit is bollocks.
I've never heard you do my accent before.
No, that was a really... I can't do accents famously and I should never, ever try. So wait, I need to get my head straight. Are we in Egypt or are we in Quasar? I need to know for the rest of my questions.
Okay, which do you prefer? Can I
prefer Quasar.
Quasar, okay, we go Quasar.
Okay, so you're in Quasar, and your friends and family have successfully maneuvered you to the end of the game. They've won. They've then gone back to the bit where they get offered a photo of the game.
Yes.
Which includes your body.
Yes.
Who out of your friends and family is willing to pay the £7.95 for that photo?
Who is going to pay it?
Will anyone or will everyone just?
Yeah, no, I think someone will fork out for that. Yeah.
So who would that be? Who's going to be? I mean, basically, what I'm asking is, who's going to be most engaged with this funeral of yours?
Probably my mummy.
But maybe. Hopefully, you've outlived her.
Oh right. That's
I mean,
true.
I'm. You
I
know.
Thought this is a recent. This is going to happen quite.
Well, no. You're.
It's going to happen next week.
Yeah. So my mum. Yeah.
Your poor mum having to play fucking Quasar.
Yeah.
At your funeral. All right.
Yeah.
So your mum's paid the $7.95.
Yeah.
Where are we moving on to for the wake then?
Well, we go back to my house, which you've been to.
Yeah, lovely.
For a bit of a knees up.
Shoreditch.
For a rave, in Shoreditch.
Is the casket brought along?
I don't really into a casket. I think I should be sort of, you know, over people's shoulders, transported.
Just carried around everywhere all the night.
Just dragged along, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued as how that...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
55 bus journey is going to go from Piccadilly Circus, Oxford Circus to Shoreditch with a body over your family's shoulders.
Did you ever go to that exhibition by that German nutter?
Bodies.
Body, what's it called? Body Worlds.
Body Worlds.
It was like, I saw it.
Where he plastinated
it's
people.
Now, I think, at Ripley's. You know that place on like Piccadilly Circus? Yeah. It's called Ripley's Make Believe or whatever
right,
it's called.
Right, so it's really.
He needs to put in jail him.
Ripley?
I interviewed
him. What did you interview him for?
For the NHS, because he. For a little film about lungs, because he was like, you shouldn't smoke. And then he showed different people's lungs. He's like, look at the lung, it's bad.
Who are all those people? I bet he can't account for them all.
I was going to say, just for the
successful Fred West, isn't
he? Where are his receipts? He's just hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
It's Sam's. Just like Jimmy Savile might too. In a few years' time, people are all going to...
Every episode, Fred West comes up.
No, right. Savile always comes up.
It's always Savile. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Just for the audience's benefit,
this
for,
is a
those, of you,
fan
for those of you who don't know about the Body Worlds exhibition or Bodies or whatever it was called, as I remember it, it was basically... Like a whole human dead bodies, but with their muscles and everything up as an exhibition.
So he worked out a way to plastinate people, a thing anyone had ever asked him to do. But
I've never heard that word before.
Worked out how to plastinate. And then what it is he turns everyone's bodies into plastic. I don't know how he sort of dips them in.
Oh, what a dirty bastard.
Yeah, in some plastic. And then he sort of strips them. So he strips the skin. And you can see all the sinews and the muscles, and then he does ones with lungs coming out. And
does he do it all himself, like at home in a garage?
Yeah, and his really disturbed-looking girlfriend who I met.
Oh, God.
Is this libelous?
She looked like she'd seen too much.
Yeah.
No, nothing's libelous.
Okay,
obviously.
Good.
I want to go, though, now.
I feel like that was around a similar time, like proper kind of early noughties time, like Damien Hirst was putting things in boxes and stuff.
Formaldehyde, yeah.
Yeah, it was a different time.
But I would quite like to be, I don't want to be in the ground. I don't want to be, you know, worm food. I just want to be, I would quite like to be plastinated.
Oh, right,
not by him.
What about cryogenically frozen?
Into it, yeah.
Do you remember Demolition Man?
Yes, he comes back.
You too could
he
be...
He comes back into a PC future, doesn't he?
Alone with the three shells.
Yeah.
Do you remember the three shells? There was a whole weird thing about going to the toilet and there were three shells and he was just like, you come out and goes, what's the deal with the three shells? And no one would tell him.
You got fined for swearing, didn't you?
It was a running joke. You got fined for swearing.
That's going to happen to a bit one
day. That's the great towards the end of the film where it's, you were fined.
Yeah, I mean, I bet that film's not aged well.
It actually has. I just watched it, yeah.
Really?
I mainly just remember Sandra Bullock being hot.
She was quite hot, yeah. There's loads of alt-right conspiracies about that film.
Really?
Yeah, because people think it's a sort of prescient, it's like a prediction of the future because it's this world where you can't swear and everything's like politically correct. Mm. And then obviously Wesley Snipes comes back and he's the sort of alt-right hero who's just like, chaos!
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, was Wesley Snipes better in that or Passenger 57?
Passenger 57 is a great film. Always Bet on Black.
Do you remember who? Do you remember who starred in Passenger 57 as the cabin crew girl?
Ooh, was it Sandra Bullock?
Elizabeth Hurley.
Oh really?
Yeah, early Liz Hurley before.
Have you seen how fit she is now? Before still the really
dress.
Fit.
Is she getting fitter?
Before the dress.
She's still. She's about 150 years old. Yeah. You know? The weird thing. She just looks like really, really beautiful.
Can
still.
She come to my funeral?
Yeah, I'll ask her. But yeah, the other weird thing, she's got a son that looks exactly like her, and he has
that's
her
a
haircut.
Creepy relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And
wait, do you remember when her son was? Right, I've got now. I'm glad we've gotten to this. Do you remember when her son was really young and he was bigger than she was?
What?
When he was like, he was just a toddler, but there are pictures of her holding him, and he was just like the world's biggest child.
Really?
No.
And then the other thing to bring up, I've not seen pictures of him now though, so he looks just like her.
He looks exactly like her. He's very feminine
she's
looking, and
weirdly
he's
obsessed with him.
Beautiful. Like kid, but yeah, she's obsessed with him. I think they're fucking.
Yeah, I think they are. Yeah.
Oh, and luckily, none of this is libelous. Do you remember the weird period where she was going out with Shane Warne, and suddenly he went from being podgy Australian ex-cricketer to having the tightest face ever, and everyone was like, "What is the skin
like
cream regime? What is the skin care regime that Elizabeth Hurley has on you?"
The cryogenics is interesting though, because because it's obviously completely unproven, isn't it? And I read a book about it, and they go to meet the guy in Arizona who's just, it's just the greatest scam ever created, because he just convinces sort of narcissistic billionaires to give him £500,000 a year for eternity from their wills.
It's not even
something
a
like that. No, because he's got to keep the bills come in, right?
That's
he's got
amazing.
To keep them frozen. So like these poor kids whose billionaire parents die, and then they give all the money to this cryogenics fraud who's just like, just keep giving me like 100,000, 200,000 a year. What, maybe.
Why can't you just put them in a normal freezer?
Yeah.
What difference would it make?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, right. here's my question.
It's like woolly mammoths.
Why once he's paid the money, does he actually have to keep them frozen at all? Because presumably their kids aren't actually going to get a look at them.
Who's
going
to know?
No one knows.
It's brilliant.
But yeah,
it's fucking brilliant.
Is anyone doing that in the UK at the moment, guys?
We could set up one in like Dalston-based.
Yes, the first hipster-based cryogenically
in like
frozen.
storage world or something.
Yeah,
we could totally take out some.
Yeah, let's get some freezers. Yeah.
It's a good pivot from this podcast as well.
I think it's like the perfect next step.
Yeah,
don't you think? We have to move back into the thing. We talked a little bit about your wake, and earlier on we talked about the sausage rolls. Now, we've talked to a number of guests here on this podcast, and a lot of people are just like, well, it's a funeral, so I have to have obviously the kind of classic, slightly Icelandy vol-au-vent sausage roll buffet. Do you want to change that for yourselves or for yourself, for your own funeral wake?
I quite like the vol-au-vents and the sort of pigs in blankets. That sounds good.
I was actually in Pret today, and they've started doing a box of pigs in blankets as their Christmas offering.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's a good Christmas offering.
I agree.
Yeah.
$2.99, by the way.
Fantastic.
Hashtag ad.
How many pigs in blankets do you get?
I didn't get it. But I will. Right. I'll report back.
I'm into that, yeah. To be honest, I don't really give a shit what people are eating. I'm just more... I just want them to be sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then you better give them the worst food possible, surely.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, what should I give them? Gruel.
Gruel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Leeches.
Shit on a plate.
Yeah.
No, because that's just gonna make them hate me. I should make them. No, they all have to eat my sort of signature dish, because it'll trigger lots of sorrow. It's a Greek dish with beans and tomatoes called fesulaikia, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, sounds a bit boring, to be honest.
What kind of beans?
I don't know. I was really
hopeful that you were going to say when you start saying it's a Greek dish. It's called halloumi.
Does everyone who come around to your house get that?
Yeah, everyone. Yeah.
No, I went around his house the other night and get any.
No, you missed it. Yeah. Yeah,
wasn't invited for that part. We haven't brought up music. Music is a big part of this.
Yeah.
Let's transport back to your Laser Quest funeral. Are you going to have a soundtrack to the game?
I want
all
the music to be un-PC, because PC's gone mad. So I went R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, everything that you're not allowed to listen to.
Yeah.
You have to listen to it at my funeral. It's like a sort of safe space for paedophilic pop stars.
My mate made a nonce playlist on Spotify of all the best nonce, because there's loads of nonces are really good at music.
Talented nonces.
Let's play the game. Hold on.
1 minute. I just want to say one thing. Do you know what the most noncey song of all time is?
No.
You know, You are not alone.
Yeah, quite nonce-y.
R. Kelly wrote it for Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like the nonce collaboration next.
He did.
I've got a theory about Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, when I was Barnaby,
yeah.
I was literally in love with Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not just saying in love. Like, I loved him. I would have, like, if someone had been like, do you want to marry Michael Jackson? I'd have been like, yes.
He would have done it as well.
That's he would have done it. But there's, like, he was obviously putting sort of vibes out there. Like that were working. Like those, he was putting vibes
he's
out.
Grooming
that were working.
You.
Hold on,
through
my 8-year-old self. Hold on. Why is this a surprise though? He literally, and I don't think it was like that you wanted to marry him, but he literally talked only about the fact that he had a house called Neverland, where there was a fun fair, and you could all go round there and just eat sweets the whole time. Of course, we all felt like that,
right?
Yeah, I was maybe a bit young. I wasn't in love with him, but I was. I thought he was the coolest guy on the planet.
Coolest guy.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry that I was interrupting earlier, Sam, but I had an idea and I want to keep going with it.
Yeah.
There are three of us, almost like the name game, but one by one we have to name a noncey singer.
Yeah.
And then whoever can't think of one last loses. You ready?
I don't think I can think of it. Yeah. So
I'm going to go first and make it difficult with Gary Glitter.
Oh, Elvis, actually. Kind of a nonce.
Cliff Richard.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, Hold on. Let's stop on Elvis.
Didn't he?
Elvis was a nonce, yeah.
Yeah, Priscilla, what was her name?
She was 14.
She was 14.
She was underage.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Who did you say?
Cliff Richard.
Cliff Richard has not been proven. He was accused by the BBC.
Oh, that's a low blow. He's not found. Operation Yew Tree never got him.
Cliff, he was at Elm Guest House under the name Kitty. He was there and he was raping little boys. So, yeah.
Sam,
not
I have
libelous
no idea.
At all.
That
I'm telling you the truth.
You're telling.
Cliff is a dodgy bastard.
What are you talking about? Elm what?
Elm Guest House. It was a guest house where there was organised paedophilia going on in the 70s and 80s in southwest London somewhere.
Oh, the Pimlico place. That's been proven.
No, not that one. Dolphin Square. No, different one.
That's the politician.
Different one.
Yeah.
The lady who owned it provided a list of everyone who was coming and like loads of evidence. And the Tories lost it. Yeah, even though someone had a copy of it. And then she weirdly died at age like 42.
All right.
So
she weirdly died at age 82.
Yeah. Sam, when we do the edit, do you know something else about Cliff?
He killed Jill Dando.
That's true.
Yeah, no, we all know that, mate. Why are you even saying that? When we edit this, can we just like each time you say Cliff, can we go beep?
No.
Or at least each time you say Cliff, can we go mistletoe and white?
If Cliff sues you, it could be great for the podcast, actually.
That's so true. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to double down and go Ian Watkins, not H from Steps, the other one.
What?
Ian Watkins from that band Lost Prophets, is that who it was?
Oh, he was disgusting.
He had sex with a baby or tried to have sex with a baby.
Oh, he was disgusting.
Your go, Brendan Barnaby.
Okay, we can't do R. Kelly and Michael Jackson, can we? They're done. No, I want to go further. Rob, he's got to be a singer, not an actor.
I'm happy to open this out.
What did you just do? Who did you?
Ian Watkins.
Oh, Ian Watson. Okay.
Ian Watkins.
Paedophilic singers. Okay, hold on.
But you can go. I'm
no,
happy
they're
to
out.
Open
we've
it.
Done. We've done Jackson. And
I'm happy to open it up to actors. No, I'm happy to open it up.
Okay, we could open it up to actors.
And presenters, just to make it a longer-lasting game.
But didn't message a 14-year-old?
Yeah, he
or
did.
Something? Or was she a bit old?
Okay, I mean, I think the argument now is, you know, are you a nonce if you message someone? I guess you
no,
are.
No, who is the guy, who's the really handsome actor, Rob, who was caught in a bed with two 16-year-olds and there was a sex tape that came out. What's his name?
Oh, Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a bit naughty. Rolf Harris.
Rolf Harris. Yes.
What? Artists?
Rolf Harris was a singer, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he did
Time of Kangaroo Down Sport.
Yeah. So a friend of mine bought some art of his before that came out.
Oh, wait, my brother was on Rolf's Cartoon Club.
No way.
He was back in the day, yeah.
Okay.
Did he get announced?
He says not. He says not, but that's what he would say. Exactly what he would say. Shit. Oh, God.
What was Rolf's game? Because Rolf, you know, I wasn't that, you know, when I was 8, I wasn't that into Rolf.
Oh, he'll be so disappointed.
He would be.
He'd be really upset about that. I mean, I want to say Jonathan King. He was in the music business.
Yeah.
Who's Jonathan King?
He was like a music impresario.
Yeah, he was.
Like a Louis Walsh of his day. I mean, and also next Louis Walsh. No, I don't know. Yeah. No idea.
Louis Walsh definitely like fingered Ronan Keating when he was 16 or something, didn't he?
Definitely.
It's clear.
The evidence
is clear.
Yeah, it's quite obvious.
Okay. Anyway, I think it was an honourable draw, that game.
Yeah,
as we slowly run out of ideas for the game that will definitely not make the final edit. Or maybe it will.
Yeah,
who knows? We always ask this.
That's a... That, that, that's a sort of offshoot podcast, isn't it? Memorable Nonsense.
Yeah.
I think it's a BBC 3 format if ever I've seen one.
BBC 4.
You should pitch it to Spotify for us.
I'll do yeah.
Absolutely. Memorable Nonsense.
I'd love that.
Also, can we secretly film the room as we see their reaction or the Zoom conversation? Yeah, it's called Memorable Nonsense. he's had to remove another piece of clothing as he's got into Memorable Nonsense.
Hayden has a podcast that he produces for Spotify. That was what that.
Yeah. Well, we'll get into the plugging element later, okay. But it's called Sex Lies and DM Slides. It's excellent.
It is, yeah.
But before we get into that, we always ask all of our guests, if you have a gravestone, what would you like written on it? And bear in mind, I want to help you along with this.
Yeah.
We always put in our title of each guest
yeah.
what they want written on their gravestone. So, you know.
Who's the comedian that said he wanted... I told them I was sick.
We talk about him. What's in pretty much every episode, and I've had too many drinks to now remember.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And all I want to say is Spike Milligan, but it wasn't Spike Milligan. It's not, is it?
Yeah, it's Milligan.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
What do I have on my gravestone?
You're going to Barnaby on it, actually.
Terrible
yeah,
nonsense.
Yeah,
memorable nonsense.
Barnaby, and then the date I was born, the date I died.
But you're not going to have anything else?
Oh, was not a nonce.
That is exactly what a nonce would have written on his gravestone.
Definitely Savile not a nonce. Is. Did he?
Yeah.
No, I would have... Yeah. What would I have? That's a good question. What would I have on my gravestone? Yeah, I just think the classic date with In Loving Memory or something.
In which case, I have to ask you what font you're going for, because you're going for something so classic. Wingdings.
Comic Sans. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone somewhere will have fucking Comic Sans on their
gravestone. Yeah. Actually, no, I want a big fucking Marx head like Marx in Hampstead somewhere in a graveyard. Massive cast of my head.
Yeah.
And right. People can come and...
Will you be smiling or will you be serious?
Just really serious and somber. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Like a sort of screw face, actually. Yeah. You know.
I just thought I'd quite like one of those things for mine. It's the first time I thought about it, where like maybe it's my head or something, but the whole idea is that you stand at one end of my grave and you're trying to throw reefs over
the
head.
Quite nice.
Do you know what I mean? Like those fairground games.
Yeah. Right,
that might be quite nice. So make it kind of formatty and quizzy for people.
Slightly undermining, I feel like. I want to be respected.
Well, it's for me, mate. You can have whatever you, okay. you have. Your
sorry.
You have
sorry.
Your serious
sorry.
Head.
Get your mouth open and like, try and throw the.
Oh
balls
yeah,
in
throw
it.
Balls in it.
It's or, quite nice,
or,
yeah.
Yeah, or you know, who knows what other people would do to that?
Yeah.
My mouth was
could
open. Could
be like become a glory hole. That
yes, exactly.
It'd be quite nice if you had a sort of inadvertent graveyard glory hole.
I don't know why you said inadvertent.
Yeah,
I think you've just really nailed what I want to have. And final question: you've been an amazing guest. How do you want to be remembered?
I want legacy. Mm-hmm. If I could have invaded Iraq and and killed 100,000, 200,000, what was it? 500,000 people and have legacy, I'd have done it, I think. I just want to be
time.
Just want to be remembered. I don't really care what for, but I want people to be saying my name for hundreds of years, thousands of years.
Do some really hideous crime.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, maybe that's why you tried so hard to break into Tony Blair's house and... Well, I mean, presumably you must have thought there was a good chance of you getting shot doing that.
Yeah, this is the way I did it. Yeah, I'm trying my best with podcasts right now, but if that doesn't work, I'm going to have to turn to mass murder. Yeah.
Well, which brings us on perfectly. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Now is your opportunity to plug at will. Tell the audience about Sex Lies and DM Slides and anything else.
Listen to my podcast, Sex Lies and DM Slides, which is, I'm not in it. I'm just the toxic male producer. It's a feminist podcast.
I've actually seen some of their Instagram posts to you, basically calling you the toxic
They call me
male
the toxic
producer.
Male producer, yeah. They have Sydney Lima, who was your guest the other day. Is that out, that one out yet?
We don't know if it will have gone out by the time this goes out.
So yeah, she's one of the amazing hosts, which is fun. And we've had loads of people like Lily Allen, Monroe Bergdorf, Rose McGowan on there. It's great.
When are we coming on?
Whenever you like.
Yeah.
What would you talk about? Did you get any DMs?
He does, because he's an influencer. Sounds on meme curating.
Yeah, the Von Cruz is great.
Von Cruz is really great. Yeah.
What can you read us some of your DMs?
They're usually just people sending me their own memes that they've made that are not funny. Going like, post this and tag me, mate. And I'm like,
yeah,
no,
fuck you.
That's not sexy enough. Sure.
No, I don't get sexy things, sadly. Oh, and I'm not an attractive female, and so there's not like dirty, horrible men sending me their knobs. You know, that I think that was the I'm guessing that was the idea behind the podcast from Gizzy and Sydney.
A lot of knob talk.
I don't get that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't, it's not really me, the page. I don't put myself on it. So.
You're really selling yourself as a guest here, Sam, on Sex Lies and DM Slides.
No, I mean, we can make stuff up. I'm a good liar, so.
Yeah. Have you ever sent a picture of your knob?
Oh, no. Good question.
Not on Instagram.
Have you, Barnaby, sent a picture?
Well, my opinion on dick pics is that I always
he's circling the question.
I think I've sent one in my life, and I'd say in general, men's bodies are not that hot, whereas women's bodies are. So I get why women would send them and men would ask for them, because women's bodies are amazing.
Yeah,
is a girl, in my opinion, is a girl ever likely to get herself off to a picture of a penis? Let alone an unrequested penis.
I don't think so. Penises are pretty ugly, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, Hayden, this is our podcast, so what about you?
Have I sent? No, not to anyone that I don't know.
Well, that wasn't the question.
I've definitely sent one to, like, a girlfriend.
Yeah. All right, well, if you could just send it to us, we'll put it in the description box.
Sure, yeah.
Below.
It's the least. If you just get it out now, we'll take a photo.
Okay, and then, for the audience, I'm taking out my
this
penis.
This is the strangest end ever. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Guys, please do follow us on Instagram, @podit'syourfuneral. Sex Lies and DM Slides on Instagram. What's the...
Sex Lies and DM Slides is Sex Lies.
Sex and Lies and DM Slides.
That's it. That's the song. And I'm Hayden at Hayden Prowns. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you, Ian Jury. Thank you, Hayden, for that. Also, subscribe to It's Your Funeral, guys. Drop us a comment and a rating on Apple Podcasts, if that's where you're listening to us. And do send any of your funny funeral stories again to our email pod, itsyourfuneral@gmail.com. Also, follow @VonCruz on Instagram and have a listen to my other podcast, Almost Famous. And we'll be back next time with another episode of It's Your Funeral. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Don't forget to subscribe to Memorable Nonces.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.